This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 38 people, including 24 children, were killed in a gun and knife attack Thursday at a child care center in northern Thailand. It was the country's deadliest ever mass shooting carried out by an individual. The killing spree took place in a town about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Bangkok. Local authorities identified the gunman as an ex-police officer who was fired from the force last year because of his involvement in drug trafficking. The 34-year-old gunman was initially on the run after fleeing, but police told media the gunman had since killed himself along with his wife and child. In a Facebook post, Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha called the incident shocking and expressed his condolences. At a press briefing later on Thursday, U.S. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel expressed condolences from the United States.
We are deeply saddened by the tragedy in Nuang Bom Lapu province, where a shooter took the lives of nearly 40 people, including 24 children.
The U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike Thursday in northern Syria that killed two Islamic State members, including a leader it named as Abu Hashim al-Omawi. The strike came just hours after a rare U.S. helicopter raid on a government-held village in Syria's northeast killed another Islamic State official. As with the helicopter raid, the U.S. military's central command said initial assessments indicated no civilian casualties and said there were no U.S. military casualties. Leaders from 44 European countries met Thursday in Prague at the inaugural meeting of the European Political Community, a group seeking to find strategies to address shared concerns like energy, the economy, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. The United Nations and humanitarian agencies called Thursday for the immediate opening of a humanitarian corridor in Haiti to allow fuel to be accessed at the country's main fuel terminal. Haiti's main entry point for fuel has been blocked by armed gangs since mid-September, causing widespread fuel shortages. The Caribbean island nation has been in the grips of widespread gang-driven violence for more than a year. The gangs are seeking to exploit the political vacuum left by the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse at his home in Port-au-Prince on July 7th of last year. The United Nations estimates that 1.5 million people have been directly affected by the violence and 20,000 have fled their homes seeking safety. The 47-member UN Human Rights Council has rejected a resolution to hold a debate next year on alleged human rights abuses in Xinjiang by a narrow margin of 19 votes against, 17 in favor, 11 abstentions. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The vote was preceded by a vigorous debate in which several member states presented their positions for and against the draft resolution. The United States, one of 10 Western sponsors, introduced the resolution. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Human Rights Council, Michelle Taylor, noted that evidence of human rights violations in China's Xinjiang province was recorded in a UN report published more than a month ago. The report was issued on August 31st by former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet. It documents credible evidence of torture or other ill treatment and sexual and gender-based violence against the Uyghur minority. The report says the violations may constitute crimes against humanity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Dozens of clinics in the United States have stopped providing abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. AP correspondent Donna Warder has that story.
An analysis by the Guttmacher Institute found that ever since the U.S. Supreme Court left abortion rights up to the states, at least 66 clinics in 15 states have stopped providing abortions, with the number of clinics dropping from 79 to 13. The Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, says nationally there were more than 800 abortion clinics in 2020. The new report does not include data on hospitals and physicians, but the Institute notes that clinics provide most of the U.S. abortions. I'm Donna Warder.
You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA.